broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and well-known talk show host James Edwards holding down the fort today. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for March 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Last hour, we had on Donald Trump Jr. He was scheduled to stay with us for 5 minutes. He stayed 20 on Super Tuesday. I can't even get Ron Paul, Rand Paul, or any of those guys, well, to return my calls. In fact, Ron used to come on the radio with us back in the day until he got, I don't know, too big for his britches, whatever you want. Now I can't even get any. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, none of those guys will even have a staffer call me back. I get Donald Trump's son, Donald Jr., to come on the radio and spend time with us in a delightful conversation. We appreciate them for that. Today is Super Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. We've got consecutive voting in, what, 11 state primaries? Five caucuses, literally hundreds, thousands of votes at stake and delegates, etc. Trump and Clinton expected to win big. What are the predictions? James Edwards says that Trump's going to do well, but maybe not win in Texas. Kirk Crosby says, I think he'll even win in Texas. I haven't given my predictions yet, but Ben Sasse, supposedly a Tea Party Republican from Nebraska, he encourages conservatives to vote third party if Donald Trump becomes the nominee. Mitt Romney's thinking about possibly running. They're thinking about going crazy and backing Hillary. The Republican Party's absolutely melting down. Pat Buchanan wrote an article and nails it. He says a new GOP is born. Regardless of nominee, Trump's surge marks the insider party death rattle, says Pat Buchanan. Kurt, you've got the article too. James, Pat Buchanan, very eloquent in articulating what's going on here. People are done with the insider Republicans. The death rattle for the insiders is certainly on the table if we, the American people, take advantage of the surge. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, it's a great article, and, you know, Pat Buchanan knows. I mean, he's certainly got some history in his very in-depth article at worldnetdaily.com. or WND.com, you can find, some good understanding about what he has seen in his lifetime, if you will. He talks about basically the 1964 situation with Barry Goldwater. He called it a historic wipeout. But he says in 66, the Republicans made the greatest gains in a generation and went on to win the presidency for 20 of the next 24 years. He goes on to talk about what he calls populist conservatives and how they implored George H.W. Bush to secure the border with Mexico as we got all these thousands of folks pouring across. Really he points out that, hey, you're seeing almost the same kind of thing as went on before. And, you know, for those of you that are listeners that think, oh, man, now Sam and Kurt and James are all Republican on me, we're talking about, like Donald Trump Jr. said, a movement. And that movement has to do with American people wanting their country back and getting rid of what I'd call the king men that are in control, that basically say one thing and never do it. And, they see Donald Trump as a solution to that.
James?
Well, listen, y'all don't even need me this hour because Kurt just said it all and then some. There's something so delicious about this for me, though. I would like to say, having been there with Pat Buchanan and having worked my heart out in year 2000 when he was mounting that impossible climb as a Reform Party nominee, and I went out and I was his delegate at the Reform Party nominating convention in Long Beach, California, and I traveled the country. And we did everything we could. And then I remember on election night, he got, 1% of the vote, maybe a little less than that. And I can remember how I felt that night. Well, I emailed Pat on Sunday, and I said, you know, my friend, you were a man ahead of the time, and you've been vindicated this year. And I think that's exactly right, because there's just so much that overlaps between Trump's campaign and the old Buchanan campaign. The one thing Trump has that Pat didn't was that unlimited access to the media, because he was such a celebrity businessman and such a television star, and the fact that he's a billionaire, he can completely self-fund, and Pat just never had that kind of financial backing. And that's really the only difference. I mean, certainly there's a difference in terms of the packaging and the presentation. Trump's much more bombastic, but there's a lot that those two campaigns have in common, and Buchanan's written about that in previous articles.
You know, I'm criticized often for talking way too much, and I got a question. Did I talk too much during the Donald Trump interview? I thought I gave everybody a chance to talk pretty good.
Put it up. I mean, look, this is your show. I'm glad that I had a hand in helping make that interview possible. This is your show, and you know, you got two or three questions in. I got a couple of questions. Kurt was on. Donald Trump Jr. certainly talked quite a lot as the guest. That's of course what you want. You want the guest to be the spotlight. I thought it was just outstandingly conducted.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I try to not talk too much, but, you know. All right, you got everybody kind of melting down and talking about this Republican senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse. He was supposedly elected as a Tea Party guy. He's supposedly not establishment, but he's saying, hey, man, if Trump becomes the nominee, go third party. No offense, but who the heck are you going to vote for on the third party ticket? Is there anybody even reasonable to consider?
Well, I think they're talking about creating their own independent party. What I have read, and what Roger Stone, the old Nixon trickster, who I actually like. It's amazing how much you really don't mind dirty tricks. I mean, not dirty tricks, but certain persuasive tactics when they're being employed for the right side, I guess. But he was writing that what they'll do, and they already have had secret smoke-filled meetings in which they are getting all of the information to gauge the viability of getting ballot access, what it would take, what the conditions are in each state to run as an independent. And they are getting all that together and going to present a package in which they would run a de facto establishment Republican candidate. He wouldn't have the Republican line on the ballot. He would be down with the independents, but of course they would be able to make it known that this is the real quote-unquote Republican candidate this year, and you can find him down with the also-ran. That's what they're looking to do, get on the ballot in all 50 states, potentially. They're trying to get the judge the feasibility of that and run somebody, I guess, like Romney or somebody like him in order to guarantee that Hillary wins the election. And then they would deal with Hillary for 4 years, and then they think at that point Trump would be 73, 74 years old, and they could go back to business as usual in the Republican Party. That's how evil these people are.
You're right about that. Now, we're going to get to a guy who says he'll run under certain conditions, speaking of that. Before we get to that, though, I just want to tell you something kind of comical about Donald Trump Jr. Number one, he was on the broadcast with us last hour. People need to know about that. It's in the archives. Check it out. You're going to hear what he has to say personally. He spent time for us on Super Tuesday. We thank him for that. But there's an interesting headline, because a lot of these celebrities and, bigwigs are like, oh, man, if Donald Trump becomes president, I'm leaving the country and stuff like that, right? You've heard this?
Yeah, I hope they do.
So the headline says, Donald Trump Jr. offers to buy airfare for celebs who would flee U.S. over Trump presidency. So now, Trump, if he becomes president, these celebrities claim they'll leave. Donald Trump Jr., his son, saying, I'll pay for your airfare, people. Get on the plane. Bye.
Well, hey, look, you know, hey, as we need certain rats to leave the Republican Party, I don't think we would be doing too poorly if people like Rosie O'Donnell, and she's one of the people that say they're going to leave America. Trump, yeah, they say that. They say the same thing about Romney, by the way. You know, people as milquetoast as that. They say these things every year. The Republicans nominate somebody, and they never actually leave. I don't know if you noticed that, but hopefully they.
Too bad.
America, we'd make it right. America, we're going to be making America so great, as Trump says. This is just a byproduct of something, just total gravy. When you add to the mix, you get some of these Hollywood types out of the country. That's bonus.
Anyway, I find it fascinating. Donald Trump Jr. basically says, hey, you guys want to leave? I'm paying for your airfare, man. Get on the plane. We're booking flights. Who's getting in line?
Man, the people love that. See, the people love that. You know, people love the irreverence. And I think that, you know, he's certainly running a campaign that is irreverent. I personally don't think it's over the top. It's certainly unprecedented for front runners to run such a campaign. But there's no doubt that he is behind the scenes in the business world. He has an ability to get things done, and I think people know that. And so he's doing the things that get media, that galvanizes the people, that encourages the people, that motivates the people to get out and vote. I think once, if he becomes president...
All right, hang tight. We're out of time. This segment, back in seconds. Kurt Salmon, James Edwards on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, James Edwards with us, ladies and gentlemen, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, there's an article in the New York Times I want to get to, in contrast to the Pat Buchanan article. And the New York Times National Desk, it's today's edition, has a headline that says Trump's message resonates with white supremacists. Jonathan Mueller writes the piece. It starts out by talking about our good friend, Jared Taylor. They say Jared Taylor, long one of the country's white advocates, basically has never supported a presidential candidate. Nobody's worth voting for. What are you going to do? Expect McCain to do something for us? Come on. This is actually for real. Whether Trump admits it or wants to or not, the fact is the fact that he wants to close the borders The fact that he wants to make changes in America really makes the difference, says Jared Taylor. And the article goes on and on and on and on and on. And I want you to respond to it, James. You've seen the article. What they do, though, in my opinion, is those who are not white supremacists. I'm not, but yet I believe the whites have a right to free association. The whites have a right to advocate their race, just like every other race is encouraged to do, is appropriate. But this idea of tying it to the KKK or hate groups or invoking the Southern Poverty Law Center, it all crosses a line, intentionally manipulates, puts us all into one supposed camp when they know that it's not the truth, is kind of the problem. But it's interesting, Jared Taylor and the Trump message and this whole debate hitting the mainstream like never before. And they're even writing about Jared Taylor. They're writing about his website. They're writing about the robocalls that, by the way, let me just be very clear. The robocalls are produced by Sam Bushman. I don't know if you know that, everyone. I'm the one that produced the robocall that Jared Taylor's on. I've produced every robocall they've put out, just so you know. Now, I'm not trying to take credit for it, but I'm making a point. These robocalls, Jared Taylor, hitting the mainstream press, and it's time to articulate the truth and the differences of who's who, right?
I want to just say, and this whole thing, I mean, in case it was lost upon the audience, I think basically what we're saying is we are in the middle of this in a very big way, which is exactly where we want to be. We want to be difference makers. We want to be people who are engaged and positively impacting presidential politics. You know, there was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago that listed us as one of the top 20, as they put it, right-wing media fixtures responsible for boosting Trump's nomination. That's what people are saying about this network. So there's that. Now, on the other hand, this whole thing, this desperate last gasp to once again try to paint Trump as racist, and the whole David Duke thing. First of all, the Ku Klux Klan doesn't even exist. I mean, surely they have to know that. I mean, I think every now and then you get a handful of people that go out there. But there's no official organization.
But we also know, too, half the time we find out that they say there's a small KKK group, and when you expose them at some plants, posing as some KKK for some other sinister agenda, too.
Well, that's exactly right. A lot of times it's hoaxes. But sometimes, you know, there may be a handful of people that go out and say they're the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, anybody can say that. There's no official, you know, the media is acting like this is some powerful, sinister organization that really has a huge hand in the way the country goes. And that's just, it's not true at all. But this whole thing, you know, you're a white supremacist. You know, Jared Taylor, who's one of the most genteel gentlemen that I've ever met, he's a regular guest on my show and a good friend of both of ours, a graduate of Yale, an accomplished businessman. You know, he said on the program, what do you call a black individual who prefers the company of other blacks? Do you call that guy a black guy? What do you call a white person who prefers the company of other whites? Well, he's a white supremacist. You know,
yeah, he's a racist.
You're a racist. You're a white supremacist because you speak out on issues from the perspective of, is it good for our people? You know, every minority group, every ethnic group, and now it's even extended to every group of miscellaneous sexual perversions, all of these groups, Jewish groups, Mexican groups, Hispanic groups, homosexual groups, African-American groups, they all have not just one, but multiple advocates and organizations that seek to advance the best interests of that single group. And none of them, and rightfully so, I might add, ever get called out for being a supremacist. But only when whites speak in terms of, is it good for our people? You know, is this what's good for my family? Do you get labeled with that slur? And I wrote the book about it, which airs on, you know, during the commercial break from this network. It's just a shut-up word. It is used to stifle debate. It's used to make someone radioactive. But increasingly, Sam, and this is the good news, and the media must feel so impotent and so pathetic that all of this badgering, people are just not letting a word wrap them in bondage anymore. And I think Donald Trump is a big reason for that. There's something undeniably infectious about his attitude and his irreverence for the attacks. And more people are becoming encouraged. You know, cowardice is contagious, but so is courage. And I think a lot of our people are getting encouraged again, and they are not allowing words from limp-wrist reporters keep them from doing something that they feel is in their best interest. And I'm so happy to see that finally happening here in America.
You know, James, it's interesting you bring this up, and I was thinking about it, and I thought, I don't remember anybody getting called a black supremacist or a tan or light brown or a Latino supremacist, but, you know, maybe that's a term we start.
Well, your point's well taken. You know, what I would do is this. You know, I'm the producer of the robocalls, and I'm not trying to take credit for this, but I want people to understand something. And you know what? I don't know what color the people who did the robocalls, the voices for the robocalls. I'm the one that did the audio and put it all together and recorded them and edited it and got the robocall ready, okay? But I don't know what color the people who are voicing the robocalls are. In fact, I know this. There's one Filipino guy. Now, what color Filipinos are, I don't even know. Nevertheless, there's a Filipino guy on the robocalls. I don't know if people know that. There's all kinds of people taking on this idea about racism. For example, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., black sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, takes on Black Lives Matter movement and says they're a bunch of race-baiting charlatan thugs.
Yeah, he calls them Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trump actually had a black pastor give a stem winder before his plane landed at the event on Saturday night here in Memphis. And one of the things he says is, do Black Lives Matter? And he said, no, all lives matter. This is coming from a black guy at the podium where I was on Saturday night. Now, if we had said that, or somebody other than Trump said, and Trump said it too when he got there, by the way, but most of the time when a white person says that, immediately get, well, you saw what happened with Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley. You know, the media skewered them as racist for simply suggesting that blacks aren't the only lives who matter, that all lives matter. So, you know, again, complete double standard with regards of what is permissible in polite discourse. And, of course, it's always permissible for anyone other than whites to unite and do things as a group. But when we do it, it's supposed to be, I mean, it's absolutely beyond the pale. Well, that's changing, and it should change because, you know, all we're saying is what we want is what's natural and healthy. We love everyone. We hate no one. But we certainly love our own family a little bit more than other people, just as though, you know, I have a greater affinity for the people who live under my roof than I do my next-door neighbors.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is fascinating. The mainstream press tried to barbecue Trump on this race issue. And so they set it all up and talked about racism and anything else, and then they tried to pan to a supporter of Donald Trump. They wanted to pan to some white guy to show how racist and extreme it was. And this black dude gets up, and he's like, hey, man, Trump's awesome. I'm voting for Donald.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, he's going to do well. He's going to do better with blacks and Hispanics than Romney McCain did. You wait and see.
It was quite comical.
We're already proving that. But there's no doubt about it that the vast majority, 90%+ of his audience is white, and that's the Republican base, and that's okay, too. But, you know, hopefully we'll get to a point where, you know, Jesse Lee Peterson talks about this, where blacks won't be in bondage to the slavery put upon them by the Democratic
Party. Amen to that. We know you got to fly, James. Godspeed, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. What a great day. We'll talk later, Sam.
By the way, thepoliticalcesspool.org is his website. Racism, Spacism is his latest book. Check it out today. His award-winning broadcast every Saturday night, thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, I don't know if you know what Radford University is, but Donald Trump was there having a rally, buddy. And it became a scene of chaos and violence. I guess for a couple of minutes, his protesters were escorted out. And a reporter was roughed up by security. It was a Time reporter. They say a group of nearly a dozen protesters shouting an audible chant targeted at Trump were escorted out. I guess when Time magazine photographer Chris Morrison engaged in a heated argument with a Secret Service agent, the reporter drops the F-bomb, Kurt. That's when it got physical. And I guess the reporter got thrown to the ground. The altercation escalated after the F-bomb was dropped. And he was trying to get a proper angle to take photos of the protesters, etc. Because, of course, that's what they want to highlight, you know. Now, the reporter, Morris, did not try to leave the cordoned off pen. But his engagement prompted the unidentified agent to initiate the physical altercation. The agent then shoved Morris, that's the reporter, who then swatted his hands. And at that point, the agent threw Morris to the ground. So Secret Service agent chokes and slams reporter to the ground, is the article. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, that seems, you know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff, at least in my opinion, that you're going to see when somebody wants to get the limelight so that you know, I mean, a reporter like this, if they get thrown to the ground, they're going to be a guest on a lot of talk shows, if you will, and maybe they'll even, do some lawsuit or whatever, and, maybe you'll be able to retire early, if you will. It's just the craziness kind of stuff going on, and, there's a lot of it out there, huh, Sam?
Yeah, I normally don't support the cops roughing people up and all this kind of stuff. But in this case, yeah. I just think the Time Mag reporter dropping F-bomb, swatting people's hand back, getting out of control about an angle for a camera shot and stuff like that. At some point, it's like, where does the decorum start and end? I don't know who to blame or who to what in this case, but I just find it very fascinating when the mainstream press starts getting sideways with the Secret Service. I don't really get it very well. I just kind of wonder, what is this Time Reporter guy thinking, Kurt?
It doesn't make sense to us. You know, I mean, we've certainly been mistreated in instances like this, but I don't remember ever getting thrown to the ground.
Neither did James Edwards when he was at the Trump rally. Hey, by the way, Kurt, I couldn't hear what you were saying. Maybe I kind of got a bad earpiece or something. What was that that you were saying?
You know, I found that interesting. So the big one of the big news pieces, ladies and gentlemen, over the weekend was that Donald Trump is basically, he's a Ku Klux Klan warlord almost. I mean, you know, he's basically, he's rallying around and everybody's going to be in white hoods and et cetera. I mean, that's pretty much what was the
chilling
push
with their machetes
for the weekend
and stuff like that. Yeah.
As far as I could tell. And yet, in some little news, piece that I heard this little part and you know, if you've ever been interviewed or you've ever been on the radio or whatever, you find that this could happen to you. And he says that the good old boys at CNN really didn't have good equipment, so he couldn't hear about this whole KKK thing. And he blamed the CNN faulty earpiece for his, repeated refusals to disavow the support. He said, "I'm sitting in a house in Florida with a very bad earpiece that they gave me." He says, talking about the, this is what he said on NBC's Today Show regarding the interview he gave on this Sunday's, CNN's got a State of the Union program, they call it. And he says, you can hardly hear what he was saying. Well, you'll probably think, well, there goes Kurt, Mr. Conspiracy. But this is how you set a thing up like this, Sam, at least in my opinion. Okay, let's say you want to really make somebody look bad. I mean, you're going to bring out, you could do worse, but the Ku Klux Klan is, right up in there with one of America's least favorite entities, you know what I mean? And so you get him on and you make sure that, hey, his earpiece may not be perfect, or the guy doing the talking, whoever's in the middle could be doing the turning it down just a little bit so the guy can't really hear, and then you turn up right at the end where he says, "What do you think about that?" Now either Donald Trump can look real stupid and go, "Well, I couldn't really tell," or he's going to try to. This is what you typically do in the media. You try to not, emphasize the silly things that are going on behind the scenes. You don't go, "Well, I mean, this dumb earpiece you gave me doesn't work." I mean, right, Sam? Isn't that
possibility? If you're a professional, is you try not to go, "What?
Yeah.
What are you saying?"
That's right.
You're on national, syndication.
Yeah, you try
to,
it's live, And I think he tried to do that.
Let me point to something else on this, Kurt, that I think is important to understand.
Right.
Whether he really had a bad earpiece or whether he's trying to somehow, back away a little bit, who knows? But in either case, I can't criticize him for it, Kurt. And let me tell you why. I'm not saying I would back away from these things because I think I could take those suckers on and clean their clocks in a debate. I just ask that host what color they are when they start in that crap. "What color are you, by the way, so we can have it, so I can make sure that I put up my bigot wall?" Okay? I just need to make sure if you're white, then I'll be cool. Otherwise, I'm going to treat you like an inferior, okay? Okay, I would slaughter him. But here's the point. They've made this such a hostile environment, Kurt, to where if you don't somewhat back down and somewhat placate them, you almost don't stand a chance because they, again, control the media. They make the rules. Right now, you got Megyn Kelly taking advantage of this very situation right now to make the point. I don't know if you saw it, but Megyn Kelly is interviewing Mike Huckabee, and Mike Huckabee's kind of defending Trump a little bit or whatever.
Oh.
And Megyn Kelly scorching Mike Huckabee in an interview about Trump. She says he heard David Duke and you know it. Okay, now Huckabee's taking a beating for even trying to say, like you are, Kurt, that you know what, it might be that he didn't hear. And you know what? We're going to defend Donald Trump a little bit.
How do you know what somebody heard?
Buddy, if you're Megyn Kelly, you know, Kurt.
See, that's amazing to me to say, well, he knows.
See, and the story says, in his feeble attempt to defend Donald Trump. You see, they defend Megyn. They wordsmith it to the nth degree. They're just playing. Now, I don't know if Trump heard or not. I'm just making the point that, as James Edwards' book, Racism, Smacism, points out, look, now people tell me Donald's white. Is that true, Kurt? Is he a white guy?
You know, in all the pictures I've seen, it does show he has less of a tan than, like Ben Carson.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I bring this up is because James Edwards' book, Racism and Spacism, basically teaches that, you know what, if you're white, then and you're a male, you are a racist, period. And there's no way to get out of that box.
Got to know it.
And so, see, how can Donald, no matter what Donald does, what is, disavowing the KKK or disavowing David Duke are going to do? Okay, I like to look at people and issues, and I like to be correct on every time I stand for or against something, Kurt. And so, are you going to get me to disavow David Duke? No, I'm not. As far as I understand, David Duke is a Christian, and I believe in Christianity too, Kurt.
Wow. You believe in being nice to people, even if maybe they disagree with you?
Yes, sir. And I don't even know what color David Duke is. Now, I don't know if he's a black grand wizard of the KKK or not, but he might be. And how would I
maybe
know
that,
he's
or
not?
He could have put on a bunch of that white, kind of stuff to whiten your skin like Michael Jackson did?
Well, he might be black, and like that white girl wants to pretend she's a black girl, whatever that got busted doing. Okay, maybe David Duke's just pretending he's black.
He may be a black guy and kind of feels he's a white.
Well, maybe that's why he runs around in the dark with a hood on, so you don't know that he's really black. You know, all I'm saying. Okay, this stuff's crazy, folks. So if David Duke makes a negative statement that I believe is wrong, to down another based on race or color or whatever, I'll disavow that statement without question. I'll say, you know what? David Duke is a nice guy, but he's wrong on this. Okay? And that's what we need to get to. We need to get past this idea. Because otherwise, the mainstream press, you got to throw all those guys out. They're all in bed with the White House and with all the insiders from the Republican and Democratic parties that have all been ruining the country. The mainstream press in bed with the Republicans and Democrats have destroyed this nation for like nigh on to 100 years, people. Are we going to disavow all of them? I'm not, because there's some good people in the mix still. I'm going to stand on individuals and issues. Shall we?
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so as I mentioned, Megyn Kelly is interviewing Mike Huckabee about Donald Trump's not willing to stand against the KKK or David Duke. And so Megyn Kelly confronts Mike Huckabee over Trump's, quote, KKK comments and controversy. And Huckabee both asks and answers the question if Donald Trump is a racist. And he basically says, I don't think he is. He's disavowed David Duke many times. Now, I'm not willing to disavow David Duke, okay? I'm not telling you that I agree with everything he says, and I'm not saying that I agree with some of the things that I've heard he's done. But I'm not willing to throw people under the bus, Kurt, based on things they've done. Let me give you an example. Newt Gingrich cheated on multiple wives, promised the American people would have a Republican revolution, and absolutely melted down on everything he's done in his whole life. But yet the mainstream press backs Newt Gingrich like he's one of the disciples. What's up with that, people? Well, Bill Clinton has been accused of raping multiple women and was impeached over sexual indiscretions as he lied to the American people. Literally, in my opinion, mocking the Oval Office by cheating on his spouse. And then we're supposed to go, man, David Duke, you're an evil guy. Well, I'm going to disavow David Duke. I'm going to disavow the KKK. Okay, I agree with James Edwards. I don't even know if the KKK exists, Kurt. If it does, what organization and who do you know that's in the KKK? Nobody. Okay, has David Duke made some mistakes in his life? Yes, he has. Do I agree with those? Probably not. I don't even know. I'm just saying I'm not going to just take groups of people and just absolutely throw them under the bus or individuals. So now they're saying, hey, Jared Taylor, he's like David Duke and the KKK. So an organization that doesn't even exist hardly, with a guy who's not a member of that group anymore, with another guy who never was a member of that group, and now they're all under the bus because, and Donald's under the bus too because he didn't disavow them on the spot.
Yep.
Okay, what gives with this in America when the mainstream press manipulates this? Look, Megyn Kelly's been on the Howard Stern show talking about sex. But Megyn Kelly's supposed to be the cat's meow, and if you disagree with Megyn, you're disagreeing with the women's rights and the ability for her to be a news gal. And okay, now you get it all into this. But look, Megyn Kelly's been on the Howard Stern show talking about sex. Should she be doing that? Then she runs around as this conservative, above holier-than-thou talk show host on Fox.
Good point.
Okay, well, I can take these people on big time. Hillary Clinton is involved in Benghazi scandals, email scandals, the list of Watergate and, or no, in hers it's what? What's that gate? It's not Watergate for Hillary.
Whitewater. Yeah.
Anyway, all right, anyway, all this stuff, and Vince Foster death, and supposedly she had an affair with Vince Foster, and, you know, we don't even know the truth to half of this stuff. But what I'm getting at is, where is this idea that we're going to just completely disavow huge groups of people, and if you don't, somehow, you're evil.
It's your fault, yeah. You did it.
Well, not only did you do it, but you're almost worse than the person who did it. you know?
Yeah, good point.
Again, I want to stand on principle. And when something is wrong, I want to stand against it. And when something's right, I want to stand for it. When an individual does something or says something that's wrong, I want to stand against it. Let me give you an example. I've told everyone I'm not for Donald Trump. Okay?
Yep.
And I'm not because of things that he's done and said that I disagree with. A quick example is, I believe Donald Trump is too in your face. And somebody would say, well, Sam, you're pretty much like him. You're in everybody's face, too. I know. I get it. But you know what? I'm not mocking someone like Glenn Beck. I would never try to intentionally go in there and upstage someone's speech. Because I think it's rude. It's unkind. I wouldn't want that done to me. I try to live by the rule that do unto others as you would have them do unto you, unless I know they'd want me to behave differently. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'd want Kurt to give me a Mountain Dew, but I wouldn't give Kurt a Mountain Dew because I know he doesn't like or drink Mountain Dew. So I wouldn't try to give him one. So I try to do unto others as I would like them to do unto me, unless I know that a kinder response is what they would want, a different response. Then I'd try to do that. My wife and I aren't the same, but I try to do to her what I know she'd want me to do, not necessarily what I would like done necessarily. Yeah. And so I'm just saying, so you know what? I disagree with Glenn Beck being upstaged by Donald Trump. I think Trump was wrong. He said he didn't know. He didn't do it on purpose, but I think he did. And the reason I said that is he could have walked up right beside Glenn and say, hey, Glenn, it's Donald. And sorry to interrupt. I didn't mean to draw the attention away from myself. However, we're both for different candidates, but isn't it a blessing in America that we can all stand up for what we believe in and have good, appropriate dialogue and debate and discussion. And then we can be agreeable as we disagree. And anyway, I just wanted to say hi.
Nobody's shooting anybody.
No, of course not. I just wanted to say hi. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just sit down and let you finish. I'm sorry to interrupt. He could have played it off really cool like that. And then Glenn's arguments and offenses against Trump would be very hard for Glenn to continue those abuses. But as it stands, they were able to ratchet up that controversy, see? And so I may be a pretty bold speaker. I'm certainly not chicken to articulate my opinion, that's for sure. And I'm certainly not very, what's the word I want to use here? Lacking for words in my commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do my very best to be fair to people and be kind to people. If they directly take me on abusively, I will strike back sometimes. But oftentimes what I try to do is find a peace offering, find a way that we can agree on something, find a way that we can politely disagree. And I've had many people attack me over the years, and that's kind of my response. It's like, you know what? I'll take on the point, the issue, but I'll also do my very best to let them have their say, Kurt.
Wow.
And I wish we'd have more of that.
Imagine that.
Speaking of someone having their say, there's a guy who wants to, well, he's probably going to jump into the race, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because he kind of set the stage to for sure be in the mix, didn't he? Pretty much?
Yeah, we're talking about the Jesse Ventura. Is that
what
you mean? Yeah, you know, and anyway, the headline from WorldNet Daily, Jesse Ventura, if Sanders loses, I'll run. And then the sub-headline, they're setting the groundwork for me. And everybody, I don't know, maybe you don't know who he is, but a former wrestler. He also served a stint as governor of Minnesota, and by the way, ran as an independent and won for that state. Former Navy SEAL as well. I guess he's told the Daily Beast his independent run for governor back in 98 was so successful at showing how an outsider could win that Donald Trump and Sanders are ripping him off. I guess, he's maybe got a patent on that thing or something.
I think everybody's set the stage for me.
he also claimed he could win the race for the presidency coming in as the ultimate independent. I disagree with that. But anyway, he also gave high marks to Trump. After saying that if Bernie loses, he says, I'm an independent and I despise the two parties. But anyway, he gave the high marks to Trump. He said, I love what Trump's doing to the Republicans.
Boy,
he said he's got them in complete disarray. In fact, it looks like the WWE when you watch their debates. I guess that's World Wrestling something. I don't know what WWE is.
Jesse might run if Sanders fails, I guess, which is pretty much going to happen right after today, right, Kurt?
Well, I think so.
So Jesse Ventura tossed into the mix. It'll be interesting if the Republicans create a brokered convention. What if all of a sudden Jesse says, I'll be VP, and Donald, why don't you come over with me? That ought to shake it all up. Mitt Romney gets in there, and they play for a brokered convention. You watch the sparks fly then, maybe. Now, women in college are kind of losing some privacy, Kurt. You got to finish on this story. It's a little awkward, but you know, I'll leave this to you, my friend.
Well, this one just shows you how crazy stuff is in, in this world we live in. This is a WorldNet Daily piece, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess there's something called sonography. We've heard of sonograms and ultrasounds and stuff like that. But I guess there's a college. It's a Valencia College in Florida, I guess. And as part of this sonography course, students are... they're more than encouraged, but they're basically made to subject themselves. We're talking about women students to subject themselves to what they call transvaginal ultrasound tests.
You know what that is, right, Kurt?
This is, they're poking something in them that shouldn't be in there.
Abdominal and vaginal, and it's how they go in to take photos. And the goal is to take photos of all their womanly parts, their uterus, their ovaries, their all these things. And they're basically forcing these women to receive this way. And it's and, awkward. Part of your what? Graduation?
Students are upset about it. and I can understand exactly why.
Yeah, some women say it's like being raped.
Some lawsuits. All I can say is... that is an example of the higher education I would stay far away from, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Amen to that. Anyway, very strange stuff going on. It is Super Tuesday. If you're in one of the states, get out and vote. By golly, get her done. And we'll have results, obviously, on the next broadcast. So hang tight for that. But expect Trump and Hillary to do really well. And since Sanders is going to lose big, hopefully he'll drop out. And then Jesse Ventura will jump onto the third party and we'll watch the sparks fly then, huh? All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. And if they call you a racist, then just, smile and say, what color are you, like I do? All right. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.